My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Welcome back to The Junks. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up at 7:20, Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic, will join us. And at 8, we'll get the latest from our pal Pete Haley. He's our Junkies Olympics correspondent. He'll be checking in from Paris, so you don't want to miss that. Right now, it's time to hit the skins. Training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
All right. Cakes, just a little roster maintenance again. Remember, on Tuesday, the Commanders signed guard center J.C. Hassenauer. And then yesterday, they signed another offensive line guy, a tackle, Alex Taylor, who played collegiately at Appalachian State in South Carolina. He's actually appeared in four NFL games so far, bounced around different practice squads with the Browns. He spent 2022, part of that at least, with the Cowboys. He's the second former Cowboys offensive lineman, along with Tyler. How are we saying his last name?
Biadasz.
Biadasz. I'm struggling with that one for some reason.
Biadasz.
It looks like Biadasz.
Yep.
When you look at it. Big day today, right? Joint practice with the Jets. First real look, I think, for Jaden Daniels. If you remember to last year when they had those joint practices, who were they with? With the Ravens? Can't remember who they were with. I think they might have been with the Ravens.
Can't quite remember.
Yes, it was the Ravens.
Yeah. That's where Hal really stood out for Ron and the staff, was how he handled all of that and made some big-time throws. So this would be good for Jaden, especially considering how good, you know, in theory, the Jets' defense was last year. And presumably they'll still be very, very good. So it'll be great test for him.
But you can't get hit.
Yeah.
You're not going to get tackled as a quarterback. So it's a bit different than an actual preseason game. And it sounded like when we played the clips yesterday of Dan Quinn, Jaden's going to get more reps in the inner squad, or whatever you call these, versus the actual preseason game.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you would figure he'd probably practice most of the inner squad.
It sounds like it's a series, then he's out.
In the game.
Right.
Yeah.
But and the then, joint practice, right. a lot more action.
Get a lot. And again,
he's putting a lot of stock in the joint practices. And
I wish we had, if anybody knows of a link, I haven't heard of any yet.
Yeah, what sort of video can we get out
if
of this
joint
practice?
We get some video
practice?
Of it.
I know
YouTube
JP
link.
Finley is there covering it. I don't know how much he'll be able to.
Last year, I think the Raven, I don't know if it was the Ravens or the Command, I think it was the Ravens. They had a live feed. They basically had a live feed.
We could kind of
sneak a
peek in.
So maybe you can get that on commanders.com on the website. Maybe
I haven't heard that, but I would love to know if that's possible.
Let me go to the website.
It's also going to be a big day for Brandon Coleman. See how he holds up there at left tackle.
Well, he was walking around practice like with a wrap on his shoulder recently, so I don't know how much action he's going to get.
Maybe that's why they keep bringing in these offensive linemen.
I'd be a little bit concerned that Every other day, they're bringing in new offensive linemen.
Well, they're dinged up. You need a camp body.
Yeah, I guess that's...
My guess is they're camp bodies.
That's probably correct.
So a mutual friend of ours, I won't say who, it doesn't matter, met with the triumvirate yesterday. I believe it was with Dan Quinn. I know for sure Kingsbury was there, Joe Witt, and just kind of get-to-know session a little bit. Super impressed with all those guys, especially Joe Witt.
Mm-hmm.
He told me the Joe Witt's intensity is just next level.
Here, Mar has an update for you, Eric. Yeah. You're going to be very pleased.
Yeah, I went on the New York Jets official YouTube page, and at 10:15, there's a scheduled live stream, New York Jets, Washington Commanders joint practice live look-in.
Ooh, perfect.
Very nice.
Perfect. So you get to watch them stretch.
Good timing,
you get to watch them do drills.
Well, yeah, I want to see it. I want to eavesdrop.
You can watch it while you're driving home.
That's not unlike anything else I ever do.
Not unprecedented.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds safe with Debbie. You know, open up your Slim Jim.
Yeah. Pre-peel that thing.
Yeah. Open your Slim Jim.
Oh, that's exciting.
Drive home and watch it.
Oh, yeah. Jaden Daniels.
That's exciting. So I just go to the Jets YouTube page?
Yeah, just New York Jets. And then the first page that pops up, the official one.
All right. Okay.
Ooh,
I'm all
RPOs.
So a couple just stealing some nuggets here from some of the locals that are kind of commenting on things. A couple guys are impressing Cakes. Olamide Zaccheaus,
yeah,
who we noticed was kind of like the third receiver listed on the unofficial depth chart.
Yep.
He apparently has been impressing in camp, Cakes, which I think is great.
Tommy Brown, better look out.
They say
coming for you.
In fact, I think I'm stealing this. This is straight from the Commanders' website that he was Daniels' first target during an 11-on-11 session. Got a huge gain near the middle of the field. Later in practice, he sprinted for the end zone after play was over to show some extra effort. They're liking him. Brian Robinson also, they say, is showing off his hands. He made a nice one-handed catch from Daniels before turning upfield, so he could, you know, people have always said he's a better pass catcher maybe than people realize. And, JP, here's the thing that you hate the most. The receiver that kind of comes out of nowhere that's making waves.
The guy, we always do this every year.
This year's guy, Bryson Tremaine. Okay, Tremaine's a 6'4", 212-pound receiver. Biggest and tallest receiver currently on the roster.
You don't know his bit at training camp.
No.
I'll pay you $2 if you can tell me his bit at training camp.
Okay, all right. He's the first guy on the field.
Damn it!
Thank you.
Are you sandbagging me?
No.
You were slow playing me.
It's gotten a lot of hype.
You knew.
It's online.
I mean, the people have been reporting it.
Mm. He hits the skins every day.
Yeah, I mean,
come on.
Give me the $2.
Didn't Jaden try and beat him one day?
He might have, yeah. I think he might have beaten him one day. And again, this doesn't really hurt me because this is not my money. I'm free rolling.
So Terrence's money,
Terrence's
right?
Terrence's money. There's your $2.
Thank you, Terrence.
I've spent all my twos.
you spent them?
It's money.
It's gambling money.
I never carry cash.
For in-show gambling money.
It's not to like tip some dude for cleaning your clubs.
You never carry cash yet. When you do,
I probably bought like a Gatorade at a pool.
You whip out the weirdest bill possible. A $2 bill.
Out of the fattest wallet ever. Yeah. By the way, Zaccheaus Cakes, we should root for him.
Yeah.
Listed height?
5'8".
5'8".
Well, by the way, speaking of Olamide Zaccheaus, he's just a journeyman.
Sure.
In his career, he has 104 receptions and 10 touchdowns. Will Diami Brown ever match those numbers in his career?
What was the number?
He has 104 receptions in his career, and he has 10 touchdowns. Will Diami Brown reach those numbers in his NFL career?
No.
Because he's probably got about 35 or 40.
Not if he's getting beaten out by Zaccheaus.
In his career.
Oh, I don't think he has 35 or 40.
He doesn't?
Unless I'm just completely
wrong. He doesn't
wrong.
Have like 10 and 15 or something like that?
I mean,
what do you have last year?
I'm going to double check him. He's had a remarkably underwhelming career in the NFL.
He had 12 catches last year.
12. What do you have the year before?
He has 29 catches in 3 years.
So close to 30.
29 and 3 end zone trips.
I think it's unlikely he'll reach 100 at the current pace. He needs a breakout.
He needs a big breakout.
He needs a big breakout.
He needs to beat out Zaccheaus.
He has 12 receptions.
Zaccheaus had 40 catches 2 seasons ago.
Right. Like, he's a decent third or fourth receiver.
I'm surprised now, he's listed ahead of both McCaffrey and Jameson Crowder.
Right.
Well, again, yeah. Was it Russell?
But again, like, it's the first depth chart of
I know, it doesn't mean anything.
Like, you don't read too much into it.
But still, I think it is a little bit interesting. Was it Russell that said that McCaffrey just not flashing? Like, it's not that he's bad, but he's just not doing anything that's making waves.
He's Koulibaly-ing.
Yeah.
I did see one fantasy nerd on Twitter that said, Luke McCaffrey has the makings, and this stirred my pants a little bit, could be a poor man's Puka Nacua.
Well, that would be incredible if he was a Puka Nacua.
Now,
are you kidding?
Again,
very conditional statement there.
Does he have that kind of motor?
It's one fantasy nerd on Twitter, and there are a billion of them.
That would be amazing.
But that one caught my interest.
Now,
because you get a comp to Puka Nacua, what he did last year, that's pretty amazing.
Just to put things in context, I'll give you a few nuggets from around the NFC East and their training camps. The Dallas Cowboys, I noticed this morning, I believe Ezekiel Elliott, Cakes, listed as their number one tailback.
Yep.
What does that tell you?
I just think it's a jumbled mess there in Dallas. We saw Zeke's numbers tail off last year in New England. He's 29 years old. He's had so many carries in his career. They've got guys like Rico Dowdle, who's younger and shows more burst. But I just don't think they have any sort of
weakness for them, I think.
I think Dowdle is going to wind up taking
the bulk of the carries,
most of the rushing, and Zeke might score some touchdowns because he's so good at the goal line.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a mess at that spot all season for the Cowboys.
So, and then moving over to the Giants, a lot of us watched and talked about the off-season Hard Knocks with the Giants. I found it to be awesome television. And a big storyline there was the drafting of Malik Nabers. Well, he's not disappointing. He got into a fight, I think. Was it yesterday? Some sort of inter-squad
thing? Yeah, he got in a skirmish with one of the Lions cornerbacks. I think his last name is Curly, where after a play, Nabers was going back to the huddle. And on his way back, he kind of glanced the Lions defender's helmet with his hand. It wasn't a punch, but it was, he's almost pushing him away with his hand. And then that just lit a huge fight in training camp. Mm. Guys throwing punches, swinging wildly while everybody's wearing helmets, which doesn't make any sense. It's the easiest way to break your hand ever.
He is balling so far.
He's crushing.
In live drills, I don't know if you saw this, against the Lions, mm-hmm. they targeted him. We may have mentioned it. They targeted him 18 times. He caught 17 of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a mega stud.
He's going to be a superstar.
Yeah.
He's going to be an
absolute.
He's going to
get the ball early and often in that offense.
Right.
He's already by far their top wideout. I mean, there's a reason he went number 6 in the draft.
Right. And then just getting a little nugget from the Eagles, big year for Jalen Hurts, big year for Sirianni, the head guy there. So far, they say Jalen Hurts has not thrown an interception through 9 training camp practices, Cakes. Mm. That's pretty freaking impressive, especially, they say, when you've got a new system and you got a new offensive coordinator there in Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore coming in, yeah.
Kellen Moore's jocking him. He says he's been phenomenal. He's done an awesome job continuing to evolve and build this thing as we go. I think the communication's been critical. It's been awesome.
Now, I haven't read this because it's pretty new on ESPN.com, but there's a big story. It's the lead story on their NFL section. Eagles look to bridge Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts divide.
Right.
So it sounds like there's a big strain, or at least there was, between
seemed like there was something maybe. Something maybe going on last year.
We'll see how that plays out this season.
Right. Got to think. I stole some of those nuggets from Hogs Haven, so they do a great job.
Very good.
Compiling nuggets.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid.
The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There you go, Kicks. I entertained you there with the old
yes, you did.
Hit the skids, as usual.
All right, when we come back, we will talk more NFL. We'll go around the league with Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic. He'll join us next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.